go back in time just a little bit to when the American Idol tour bus was coming to town. Yeah. When was this? Like
September?
September? I don't know when it was. Sandy, come on over here and tell us when it was.
I think it was August.
August. Okay. Yeah. Back in August, the American Idol tour bus was coming through town. They had just announced that Idol was coming back. It was going to be on ABC. And they gave us some front-of-the-line passes.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. And what we did was we threw a party downstairs at Club 50 West where we invited people down to sing for us. And then there was three of us in the line. We were the judges. And it was up to you or to perform and for us to give you a front of the line pass, much like American Idol.
Right.
And it was a blast. There was so much more talent than we were expecting.
Totally.
We thought maybe one person would come in and blow our minds, but a bunch did. And one of our favorites of that day, don't tell the other ones, was Sandy Soltis. And Sandy, first Thank of all, let's you. Talk Idol and then we'll talk about what's happening now in your career.
Okay.
So you got the front of the line pass.
Yeah.
The next day you had to be at Idol.
Mm-hmm.
So what time did you have to be there at? Because I know that when we were there, there was a line like at 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I think I got there at like 8.
But then she got right to the front of the line.
Yeah,
so, so the front of the line actually worked. Yeah. Like sometimes you get those and you're like, is this really going to work or not? Like,
I didn't know who to talk to. So I was like, Mom, I don't know if this is actually going to go down. But I got in the front of the line, so it was nice.
So you cut everyone. Mm-hmm. Did you get dirty looks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure. Yeah, people were mean.
Especially the girls. Like, yeah. They were... Yeah, vicious.
So you walked right up and they led you right into a room. And in this room, were there a bunch of people waiting? Was it just like one-on-one? Like, what was it like in this room?
So it was outside.
Oh, okay.
And so there was a huge line and it was just like this patio. And then there was tents. So you just got sent to a tent.
Like an easy up tent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm.
And who was in this tent?
There was like 5 people in a row. And then so you went in sections. So there were tons of people. Just, yeah. It was crammed. But I just had to wait for like 5 minutes, and then it was my turn.
And who did you sing for?
I sang for one of the ladies working. I don't know.
One of the producers.
Okay, yeah. So it was like a producer. They were sitting like at a card table, and mm-hmm. then you'd go up there and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you sang, and?
I was done.
Okay.
Nothing. She had no emotion, anything. I already knew right when I was finished. I was like, okay, well, I'm going home.
Were you trying to make a connection too? Like when you're singing, you kept trying to make the eye contact. Like, hey, we're going to have something
movement.
Here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I got this. And
nothing.
And she did great. I was there watching with her mom frantically in the corner. We were like holding each other. Like, right. Is she going to do okay? But she did fantastic. But it with reality TV, you have hundreds of thousands of people audition. So you never really know who they're what they're looking for, who they want, if the producer's gonna have a good day or a bad day.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that didn't work, but that did not stop your career, did not stop your growth. In fact, you and I were just talking, you already are on Spotify,
mm-hmm.
and it just keeps going bigger and better from there. You're gonna go meet with another producer today.
I am.
You just recorded a single, it's called Casually, that you're gonna perform for us, which is why you need to go to Facebook Live right now, facebook.com/mix1051Utah, so you can watch Sandy sing. If someone is interested after they hear you sing and they want to download Casually, what's the best place to do this?
Spotify,
so.
Apple Music. It's on Deezer. I don't know if that's popular.
Those are legit places, though. This isn't
are
just
real
like
places.
Out of the trunk of your car. I mean, we're talking like,
I agree. You need reliability. So
that's cool. And so they're up now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then you're going to have an EP coming out in like April.
Yeah, March, April. 5 songs. So just.
Did you record this here?
No, I didn't. So I recorded High Vibe Recordings.
Mm-hmm.
It's in South Salt Lake. So if you're an artist wanting to get your music out there, go check them out.
Okay. So we're going to play the minus track, and then you're going to perform it for us. Are you ready is my question.
I am ready. I'm so excited.
This was one of our American Idol winners, Sandy Soltis.
This wasn't planned, spontaneous love, so I jumped in. Not gonna think about the consequences, been alive and a bit obsessive. With the start of this, I hope it's worth the risk. Don't interrogate me, let's just try and take it casually. Please say you agree, please say you agree. And live like our own age, pretend to have it all made. Please say you agree. please say you agree. You're thinking too deep. You're making me wake. You mesmerize with those wooden eyes. You're thinking too deep. You're making me wake. Dropping hints too frequently. It may seem immature, but I'd rather set that aside. We don't have to decide right now. Don't interrogate me. Let's just try to take it casually. Thinking too deep, you're making me wake. You mesmerize with those wooden eyes. You're thinking too deep, you're making me wake. You mesmerize with those worried eyes.
I gotta tell you,
whoa,
that was really impressive.
Sandy,
wow, Sandy,
oh, thank you.
So
oh my
good.
Gosh, that was fantastic. And I can't believe at 9:18, like, I feel like my voice still isn't warmed up yet.
Yeah,
and we've been talking since five this morning.
I don't know how that happened because, yeah, no, morning phlegm was. Awesome.
The song is called Casually. You can find it. Just look up Sandy on
Spotify.
Yeah. I just got a text saying Sandy is legit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So there you go.
Everyone on the Facebook Live having a great time with it, too. So very well done.
And if you weren't able to go on Facebook, watch it later on today and make sure you follow her as well. And if you want to follow her on any of the socials, it's just Sandy Soltis.
Mm-hmm.
All one word.
Mm-hmm. And all lowercase.
And you spell your last name.
Soltis.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much.
And I also have links to all of Sandy's stuff on the website, mix1051utah.com by 10:30 today.